AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump told his cabinet Iran is begging to make a deal to end the war.
They're saying to people, this is a disaster. They know. That's why they're talking to us. They're only, they wouldn't talk otherwise. But they're talking to us because they've got a disaster in their hands. They're defeated. They can't make a comeback.
Iran and the U.S. appear at an impasse, with each side hardening its position. Tehran is tightening its grip on the crucial Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices have moved higher. Stocks are lower.
Frankly, I thought the oil prices would go up more, and I thought the stock market would go down more. It hasn't been nearly as severe as I thought. I think they have confidence in maybe the American president and maybe the people sitting around this table.
The president vowed to strike Iran's power plants if it doesn't fully reopen the strait. Stocks are lower at the closing bell. In court today in New York was former Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The prosecution and defense argued over the U.S. blocking funding for Maduro's defense in his drug trafficking case. The AP's Mike Sisak reports the defense wants the case thrown out.
Because of this issue with legal representation, Hellerstein said he won't do that. But if, after his ruling, the government is still blocking the funding of Maduro and Flores' defense, then lawyers for those two can revisit the issue of potentially dismissing the case.
Maduro is being held at a Brooklyn jail. The Trump administration is opening investigations into how race is considered in admissions at three medical schools, Stanford University, Ohio State, and the University of California, San Diego. An appeals court is pausing lower court rulings in Oregon that restricted federal officers' use of tear gas during protest at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building in Portland. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Wall Street bonuses hit a new record in 2025.
As profits on Wall Street surged, the New York State's comptroller's annual estimate of bonuses paid to security industry employees who work in New York City reports that the average bonus rose to $246,900. That's up 6% from the previous year. The report links the jump to Wall Street profits rising more than 30%. The report also says that while bonuses are up, actual job growth has slowed, and geopolitical conflicts are posing extraordinary risks for the short and long-term outlook. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in Italy say they have seized about $23 million in property and assets linked to money stolen from 90-year-old Swiss actress and original Bond girl Ursula Andress. Andress reported fraud to Swiss authorities. Police did not say if there have been any arrests. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.